When did you first meet Lynn Winter?
Our derby issue in 2011, she filled out a questionnaire for us, which we run monthly. And it was a really fun experience. She took it very seriously, probably called me once, twice a day, sometimes four times a day, just to make sure her answers were funny, that she was striking the right tone. And I enjoyed that. A lot of times, subjects will just kind of send it in, not give it much thought. She was the opposite of that, let's say. So that was when I first met her, went over to her place. After she filled out that questionnaire for us, just to kind of hang out, she invited me over. I was like, why not? Brought my notebook, didn't even bring it out. And we had some beers, some Heinekens, and that was kind of that. About a year or so goes by, a little more than a year. This would be last fall 2012. And I was looking for a subject. And for some reason, she kind of stood out to me. The time I had been at her place, she was what at that time I sort of thought was what I described at that point as sort of reclusive, although I later changed that thought. But I was like, what an interesting subject. The restaurant is the epitome of this sort of outgoing, loud, colorful person. And the woman who I met at that time didn't strike me like as such, which is the perfect type of long-form magazine subject. I thought something more was there, I guess.
So eventually, for the piece that you wrote, you spent quite a bit of time with her, right?
That's right. So I think it was about really like 55 hours or something like that, 55, 60 around there, which is what I'm always trying to do with my stories. The more time you can spend with the subject, the more alive they come on the page, I guess, and you really become, for lack of a better term, an expert on the subject, you know? So yeah, she, Lynn does this thing called happiness mapping. And she did that for me. That was part of the story. She wanted to map my happiness. She did the same thing for my wife. She actually came over to my house as part of the story. She invited me into her apartment, her condo rather. And then she came over to my place. So I spent a couple of days with her just sort of shadowing, during the reporting of the piece. She had a boot on one of her feet. She had broken a foot. And I was actually her chauffeur kind of for a day, driving her around. So yeah, we spent a lot of time together. And I enjoyed all of it. I mean, she's a fascinating subject, the most fascinating subject I've written about since I've been in Louisville, which is about 6 years.
There's no shortage of eccentric people here in Louisville and probably in the restaurant industry as well. And you talked about some of the things that people might think are unusual with her.
That's true. I will say, though, about her, I mean, there are eccentric people in Louisville, though she was much more open than other subjects, which I found really refreshing, frankly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, one of the details that a lot of people have talked about and which she laughs about is for her birthday, she bought, I think it was 7 or 6, 9 of the exact same Lazy Boy recliner, which we spent a lot of time in during interviews.
She is a savvy businesswoman. I think you wrote in the article that Lynn's Paradise Cafe was doing some $4 million in sales annually.
Yeah. I saw no reason to believe otherwise. I mean, it was always packed during the reporting. I went there many times. As everyone knows, it was always crowded. So, yeah, I mean, she definitely a savvy businesswoman. I would agree with that.
So what did you think about the news that she shut the restaurant down abruptly?
I was shocked, honestly. My wife woke me up Saturday morning at 8:30. I was like, why are you waking me up? Let me sleep. She's like, no, Lynn's closed. And I was stunned. I really was shocked.
Your piece ran in November?
It was November 2012. So I did all the reporting of it in September, mm-hmm. Late September. And then early October, we probably went to press mid-October. But yeah, November issue.
So this controversy over the tips policy erupted in, I guess, in January. Now, have you spoken to her since all this?
I sent her only via text message. I would love to because I'm curious why you know, like I think a lot of people are, and I don't think we have that full story yet. All I said was, you know, are you doing all right? And she responded, yes, thanks for the concern. I was like, basically would like to talk if you would. And she said, you know, would like that. Let's get a beer sometime. Not necessarily for a story. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? But that's the only correspondence I've had since.
To our knowledge, she hasn't spoken publicly with any media folks other than, I think, an email statement.
Yeah, that, and that's to my knowledge, too. That's right, yeah.
Now, did you talk to any of her employees during your time with her for the article?
Yeah, a few. A lot of the managers, I was in on a couple meetings where, and this would have been, I think, before St. James weekend, mm-hmm. St. James Art Fair, which is a big weekend for Lens, a lot of people from out of town. So they were having several meetings about that, talked to managers, a few new employees who sort of, I remember this one young woman who kind of had a deer in headlights look, just sort of like, oh man, because it's a tight ship that Lynn runs, or that ran, I guess. But everybody, I would say the consensus that I got was Lynn sort of does things her way. You might not always see it that way, but people sort of agreed. Mm-hmm. And I did not talk to every employee by any means, but that was sort of the consensus that I got, mm-hmm. I guess.
Did you get a sense that morale was okay, or how would you characterize it?
I would say absolutely, yeah. The meetings that I sat in on, I would say excitement, really. I think people were excited about the upcoming weekend. It was a big deal, it seems. So, yeah.
You know, there have been some suggestions that another restaurateur could pick up where Lynn is apparently leaving off. Do you think she would allow her intellectual property or name to be lent to an enterprise that was taken over by someone else?
I would be stunned if somebody ran the restaurant and it was still called Lynn's Paradise Cafe, if that person was not Lynn Winter. Because I think, I really think that she viewed the restaurant as something much more than food. I think this was sort of her mind. It was sort of like a representation of her mind and what was going on in her head, in a way. So I would honestly be shocked. I've had a lot of conversation with friends about it, and they all say, well, if the money's right, how could you turn it down? And this is obviously just my opinion, but I would really be surprised if she were to say, yes, somebody else can run my restaurant with that name on it.
Josh Moss is the managing editor of Louisville Magazine. Josh, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
We'll put up a link to Josh Moss's profile of Lynn Winter on our website, WFPL.org. Again, it was published in the November issue of Louisville Magazine. Lynn's has announced on its Facebook page that it will briefly reopen its gift shop to allow those who have gift cards to get a refund. A date for that event has not been set.